Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Thursday, the 26th of November. Hope you're all well. I've had a cracking morning so far. I had a Zoom to New Zealand. Guy's FTS member was living up in St. Albans, and I went up to see him, I don't know, again 4 or 5 years ago. Got him started on the path, and he then has had enough of England and up sticks him and his good lady back to New Zealand. Fantastic couple. Really, really nice guy. They've sort of been spending a couple of years out there getting settled and this, that and the other, and now want to pick up the mantle again. So I've spent a bit of time with them over the summer getting set up, and we're just sort of formulating a plan. People you enjoy speaking to. So I got up this morning and had a Zoom with them because of the time difference. But his good lady, they're both called Tony. I don't know what it is with you lot. Like Kevin Kelly marries a Kelly. Tony marries a Tony. He's a Tony with a Y. She's a Tony with an I. But she's just started on Chrissy's course and is going to get into doing some of the betting. He's got a new job out there. And so I've sat and had half hour with them this morning. And it's great that she's sat there, super prepared. She's got notes. They've got stuff all over the place, post-its. Excellent. And he said, yeah, Tony, he's talking, Tony with an I. He said, yeah, she's going to get into doing a bit more of that. She's got no market value. I mean, he's talking about her as if she's like Harry Winks, got no market value. He's like benched her. What he means by that is she's better off sitting at home doing the betting than going out to work. But got no market value. What a thing to say. I said, what a thing to say about your wife. Got no market value. Flipping cheeky beggar. But no, couple of great guys, and I'll talk to them again next week. Enjoyed that. And then the guy who I gave a load of stick in the morning on Monday that I'd had the WhatsApp with last week, I've had a Zoom with him this morning. So I followed up the New Zealand one with him, and absolutely brilliant. I don't know whether the podcast, but complete change of approach. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Absolutely brilliant. Setting a plan, stopping all this nonsense of just copying system after system after system. So I had a couple of really good Zooms, and he is a Arsenal fan, just to show that I don't discriminate. See, I deal with gooners and all sorts. So I thoroughly enjoyed this morning dealing with those guys. Excellent. And I'm going to catch up with them both again next week and think we'll take it forward. But no market value. Absolutely brilliant. What else we got? And yeah, I've got to say, we've got to say happy birthday to Art. And Art had... It's Art's birthday today. Art's been with me since the outset, really. Very helpful. Does a load of stuff for me in the background. I do nothing but give him shit because he deserves it. But it's his birthday today. But he had some fantastic news yesterday. Most of you know this. He put it on Twitter and he put it in the Telegram. Art has been... I mean, he's permanently ill. If he was a flipping dog, I'd have had him put down years ago. But he had kidney cancer. Been ill for... good couple of years, knew something was wrong with him. Had kidney cancer. He had the kidney removed earlier this year. And then he'd been ill and ill and ill and flipping always ill. Went back in for something else. And they did a CT scan. And they told him that he had more cancer on his adrenal gland. But he spoke to his consultant yesterday. And he hasn't got cancer. It's actually just a shadowing from the surgery, scar tissue that he had previously in the summer. So... he's cancer-free. What a fantastic birthday present for him. Over the moon, Art. Just flipping sort yourself out now. Eat healthy. Stop the flipping northern sausage rolls. But I said yesterday, I've got a few people. They're weird, aren't they? I'm saying happy birthday to him. Listen, this is mad. This isn't right. This is what this act like up north. His birthday was yesterday, but he's celebrating it today. Because he was born on the 25th of November. But his dad, when he registered him, registered the 26th of November. See, North, they can't get anything right. How many of you are walking up there celebrating birthdays on the wrong day? Sort yourselves out. So, I mean, I don't even know what to say to it. I've never, ever heard that in my life. So, in effect, he got the good news on his birthday, but he didn't celebrate on his birthday because he's celebrating his birthday today because that's the day his dad put on his birth certificate when he registered it. Absolute flip it. Just about sums you up, son. And stop all the illness stuff. No excuses now. Crack on. Right, there's no football today. We had a nice little one at Millwall, didn't we, yesterday, boys, in the Telegram group. And the BTTSs, just follow. Amazing, it. Just follow them, just follow them. Any BTTSs today? Any BTTSs today? Chugging along nicely, see? Stick and you'll be fine. I've got one pod horse, Lingfield 203 away for Slates. Lingfield 203 away for Slates. Been a bit of a dry old bar with the old horses. The mentions did have a couple of winners yesterday, which was nice. One that went photo finish, and I watched the race. I thought it had won, and then it appeared at 13 in the photo for a bit, and then it settled at 8, and I thought, well, my eyes must be deceiving me. But the longer it went on, it went 8, 5, even money, odds on, and it did actually win for us, so that's nice. That's it, I think. I don't think I've got anything else on Thursday. I've just done the results from last night, so it'll be ultimate and everything out tomorrow as normal. Busy weekend, more volume, everything will start to pick up. I love it. And, of course, we're top of the league. We'll give Chelsea. We're on the top of the... I've got to sing it now because we might not be after the weekend. We're on the top of the league and looking down on the nation. Yes, got to sing it. And I've had a few requests from stories. You want to hear all the old ones again? The John Lewis one has been requested. Two people have requested the John Lewis story. It is funny, that, isn't it? It is, the more I think back. I might do a couple of them next week. And people who've contacted me for interviews, I'm going to send you out some dates. I'm just trying to sort my diary out. I keep thinking life will get easier, but I've just been really busy again. But I'm going to sort out some dates and get some interview dates done so that we can discuss stuff on the pod over the Christmas period with people. Right, have a cracking little Thursday. I'm like full of bouncing beans today. Good, see, it's nice when you start the day nicely, isn't it? Like, if that guy, the Arsenal fan, hadn't done anything, I'd have been really depressed today because I'd have been angry. But he was excellent. Absolutely got to give him full credit. He's absolute put some effort in over the week since we spoke last week. Obviously, had a digging out on the pod. Brilliant. And the New Zealanders, fantastic morning. Right, guys, I will speak to you all tomorrow morning.